Praise God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Let's do one more song, whichever one you choose. As we pray. Good song for a night designated to pray for revival, to stimulate us to get in concert with Christians all over the world that are praying a very similar prayer, if not a very specific prayer. And that is that God move by His Spirit to bring in a last day harvest, that God move by His Spirit to bring the lost to repentance around the world, that He move in our communities, He move in our homes, He move in every arena of life, that God would invade man's normal operations with a mighty move of His Holy Spirit. That's what we're praying for tonight. And it's appropriate. We're going to read two scriptures in just a moment as we kind of get in touch with what God's doing in different places in the world. And we hear praise from different Christians from different places in the world. And we begin to understand that we're part of something way bigger than this little church on the corner. Amen. You can't see the pins from here. You'd have to get up close and personal on that map back there. But the gospel is going to all the nations in the United States, all the nations, in all the states in the United States, and many, many of the nations of the world. We're so thrilled with what the Lord is doing. Tonight, once again, this church will become a studio, as it always does, for a broadcast that goes out on the radio. And then it isn't contained in North Florida. It goes up onto the web, and it goes through the web to wherever God wants to send it. And then Doug puts it on the web at our website, and God brings people to the website. We have no way of advertising our ministry. But I did read in Scripture where the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It wasn't part of human effort. It wasn't a program of man, was it? Amen. It was something God did sovereignly by His Spirit. Praise God. Well, the Lord's adding to His church, not just this church. Clearly, He's not adding to this church numerically, but He's adding to the church on a level far beyond anything we could stuff in this room. Can you say amen? Or put on this piece of property. Because He's bringing them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I'm just so happy tonight to be part of the soul-winning work of God in these last days. Amen. We got a lot of people sitting on the sidelines, just more or less critiquing everybody's ministry. Honey, if you get involved in doing the work of God, you just won't have time to do a whole lot of critiquing. Can you say, how many know the truth is going to prevail?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God isn't, you know what Spurgeon said, and Paul said, I'm set for the defense of the gospel, but if everybody's going to try to straighten everybody out, then nobody's going to get in the harvest field and get the job done for Jesus. C.H. Spurgeon said, after I preach the authority of God's word. I lay it out as written in the Bible, and I'd sooner defend a lion than defend God. In other words, God will watch over His own word to perform it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Life specifically to do, and that is to intercede as a kingdom of priests unto God tonight. Amen. And I'm going to read two scriptures in a moment, but I just want to put a little bit of emphasis on brothers and sisters praising and worshiping God in other countries tonight, that we might understand that we're part of a great company who have believed. Can you say amen? We're not just American Christians, and we're not just here in Hillsborough County and here in the Tampa area, but we're part of something that is very large. The Bible said that they came out of every kindred, tongue, and nation, praise God, with something in common. They all had something in common. These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Can you say amen? How many here have washed your robe and made it white in the blood of the Lamb? Well, that's the same thing that has happened to people from different cultures and different countries. And God is just moving by His Spirit. And we'll just stop this at a point because it goes on about 9 minutes. When they worship 10 minutes at a per song, and we just don't have time to, you know, stay with it 10 minutes. But I just want you to, and as we cue this up and get ready to bring it, this is a French Equatorial Africa. You think of Africa in it's an amazing continent. It's in the Congo, Congolese area. But it's French speaking. It's not like the North Africa, and it's not like the South Africa. It's a culture within itself in Central Africa. But no matter what the language, praise from the heart is something that we can all feel and sense and join in. I've heard praise in another language that made me want to worship. And I've heard praise right here in America that didn't do a thing for me, because it really wasn't the praise that God is talking about. It was a choir singing to an audience. And when the choir sings to me, amen, it doesn't make me want to worship God. Amen. But when a choir forgets about me and sings to the Lord, it makes me want to get caught up in the worship and to worship God. Amen. So let me tell you what this song says in French that you might understand. And this is broken English, because to translate it sometime from one language to another, this is just a loose translation. Literally, this song is saying, receive from me the perfume which belongs to you. The beauty of your name make my soul, I'm trying to get this right, and I want to be with you, Jesus. Make my soul long, and I want to be with you. We talked about longing for him this morning. Jesus, I love you. Receive the bit I found to give. Whatever it was, it wasn't considered to be a lot, but it's everything I have to give, and I'm going to give it to you. Receive the bit that I found to give. All love that my eyes didn't show you, I want to be at you now. Amen. There was a time when I didn't love you and I didn't show you the love, but now my eyes are, I want them to be on you. Praise God. Nothing is good as your name. Nothing is holy as the voice of your forgiveness. I don't want anything but to praise you. Adore your holy name and your faithfulness. That's basically the words in English that you'll hear in French. But let's just hear a little worship from the Belgian Congo area. That here in tired, worn-out America, where that everybody on Sunday morning except us is watching the clock, the preacher's got to watch it, the congregation is watching it because people are too busy for worship, that there are people. This song goes on for another 5 minutes or 6 minutes. Every song is like 10 minutes. I mean, they just want to worship. Praise God. And here's some scripture. Let's look Isaiah 64. I'm just going to read it again tonight. Amen. We claim the scripture for radio, and God supernaturally opened the doors, and we're asking for a supernatural move of God. And here it is in the old covenant. I'm going to read a similar prayer from the New Testament as well tonight. Listen to what it said. It said, Isaiah 64, 1. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we look not for. Now that expression of terrible is not God coming down and smacking people and having the earth swallow them up. It's God moving by his spirit, showing signs and wonders that made people literally stand in awe and tremble at his presence. Can you say amen? When thou didst terrible things that we look not for, this is something we could not imagine. Thou camest down and the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him. Hallelujah. That look to him, minister to him, pray to him, cry out to him, intercede to him. Amen. And verse 7 says why it doesn't happen. People say, why doesn't God move like that in America? No. The same reason he wasn't moving like that in covenant Israel. Amen. And no man stirreth himself up to lay hold on thee. If the pastor, the preacher is satisfied with the attendance and the finances are coming in, he's not seeking any more from God. He's got everything he wants in his ministry. If the people sitting in the pew are satisfied with your Bible study or your position in the church you attend or getting a little recognition from other people for your spiritual leadership, you're happy with that. Nobody's getting delivered, set free, saved, healed. Demons are not being cast out. Family members are not getting saved. People on the job could care less that you're a Christian. But nobody seems to care about that. Amen. So the status quo becomes that holds back God. Not sin, because where sin doth abound, his grace much more abound. Can you say amen? Not Satan, for he that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. But what holds God back is mediocre, status quo, lukewarm Christianity. And I've stirred myself up. I am not satisfied. You say, well, Brother Vimble, you don't have 1,000 people. If you had that building and 1,000 people, you would be satisfied. If God didn't show up and move by his spirit, I wouldn't be satisfied. Yeah. Amen. Amen. What would it matter if we had 1,000 or 10,000 if there wasn't a manifestation of the presence of God to save, to heal, to deliver, and to set free? Can you say amen? Well, they prayed for that. Now, I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer that is biblical to pray. When we see a threat to the gospel, it is absolutely appropriate to pray for signs and wonders. Because the early church prayed for that. And guess what? God confirmed his word when they preached it with signs following. Can you say amen? Listen to it. I'm just going to pick up the narrative in Acts chapter 4 and verse 29 so you know we'll be biblical tonight. Because how many believe that we need to have more than just business as usual? Wave at me if you want more than that. Wave at me a good wave. Amen. I'm convinced if you were satisfied with business as usual, you wouldn't be here tonight. I believe you're here tonight because you believe that there's a possibility that things can change for the better, that we can see God move. Amen. I grew up in the time of the anointing when the tents were going across America. I saw demons cast out. I saw miracles take place. I didn't just hear the testimony. I saw with mine own eyes. My dad and I sat last night nearing midnight talking about what we saw. And not just what we saw, but what we experienced, what I experienced when God healed me of leukemia. I was in a church that was having 7-day-a-week meetings. Why in the world would anybody want to be in church 7 days a week? We can't hardly make it to one service on Sunday. What in the world was going on? Hunger for God. Everybody say hunger for God. And when you get hungry for righteousness, there's a promise, you shall be filled. But somebody has to stir themselves up to lay hold on him. And they're stirring themselves up. And they said, and Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants. Is the gospel threatened today with all the deception and all the watering down and all of the compromise? Yes, it's threatened today. Amen. Behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand. In other words, Lord, you back us up. We're going to declare you to be the God that you are, but you're the only one that can answer by fire. You're the only one that can manifest yourself. Can you say amen? And now, Lord, behold their threatenings by stretching forth thine hand to heal. Everybody say to heal. Specific sign. And that signs and wonders, say signs and wonders, signs and wonders, and that signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Amen. Now that is a biblical prayer to pray. It pleased God when they prayed that way, because after they had prayed, verse 31 said the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. These were people that had already been baptized in the Holy. This wasn't a second filling. This meant that the Holy Ghost rose up within them and manifest himself. A-double-L. Everybody say A-double-L. That means there was no exceptions. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if everybody in here, as we prayed tonight, became filled with and controlled by the Holy Ghost, that out of everybody's belly flowed a river. Hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God. I can't wait. Praise God. Amen and amen. It began last week. I was excited about this service. I know you're tired and wore out. It shows. Amen. And I'm going to lay my old body down when I get it home. But right now, I'm not thinking about how tired my old body is. Praise God. I'm thinking about how excited my spirit is. Hallelujah. My spirit and my body are two entirely different things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel my age on the outside, but inside my youth is being renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a prayer that's appropriate to pray. I did a little research on a sign that happened in Shillong, India, where a cross that had little bitty lights behind it to give a backlight became illuminated from the front without any lights on it. Listen to this. In a Presbyterian church. Now, they got some real issues in the Presbyterian movement, but in India, they were seeking holiness. They had been in prayer for over a year. The people of that church had been praying for over 1 year from 4 to 6 in the morning. Every day for a year. They met and prayed, different ones of them, I'm sure, but from 4 to 6 in the morning, they prayed that God would do what Isaiah called for and the apostles called for. Lord, come down, rend the heavens and come down. We can do church all day long, but until you show up, we can't have revival. Can you say amen? We can have great speakers, great singers, great entertainers come and draw people in for great events, but we'll never have revival till God comes down. And they said, we're going to seek you till you come down. Hallelujah. And after a year of prayer, God showed a sign, and it made news in England. It didn't make news here because America don't care about what God's doing anywhere. Can you say amen? And some signs are bogus. I mean, if you see Jesus' face in your Egg McMuffin, well, people will head for McDonald's by the tens of thousands. Can you say amen? We're not talking about that kind of silly stuff. One time they had a sign here in some window in some church, someplace, and it's supposed to be Jesus, and I'm looking for Jesus, and I just want to see Jesus. I thought if he's really showing up in this window, I want to see him. And I looked, And I'm not really good at these things anyway. You remember those pictures where if you stare at it, remember they used to have them in stores and sell them? My wife would go in and look at that thing and say, wow. After about 30 seconds, she could see this whole new pattern. I look, I don't see nothing. She said, but just don't think about it. Don't try. Just look at it. And I'm looking, I'm waiting, and she's waiting, and I'm waiting. And I have never seen nothing. I mean, if you gotta make it happen, it ain't God. Can you say amen? If he's gonna do a sign and wonder, it's gonna be a sign and wonder. Brother, remember, what is a wonder? It's something that says, I wonder what that is. I wonder. Something makes you wonder. Can you say amen? What's that all about? Well, God evidently made that cross glow, and conviction had already been coming because people had been praying. By the way, this is a place called Meghalaya, India. Shillong is one of the places within this community of Meghla. Anyway, it's where revival broke out, praise God. Not just because of this cross, but because God, in answer to prayer, started showing up. He came down. Praise the Lord. It made news on the BBC. Praise the Lord. They prayed for signs and wonders, didn't they? Well, if you pray for signs and wonders, it's up to God how he answers that prayer. But it'll always, if it brings revival, it's God. Don't be looking at your Egg McMuffin for this now. God is real.
How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved.
Shortly past midnight, on the night of 5th September 2006, an amazing event happened at the Malki Presbyterian Church. Malki is an area in Shillong. A plain wooden cross behind the altar began glowing, and it definitely was not the bulbs behind the cross, but the entire wooden face of the cross itself that lit up. And shortly after appeared on that the figure of Jesus Christ. Thousands flocked to the Malki Church over the next few weeks and months. Over all of Shillong, thousands from across different faiths. Worship never ceased, but carried on 24/7. And this too, in a state Presbyterian church. Adult men danced before the Lord in worship. Children crowded to the front of the altar to worship with all their being. At 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning, many hundreds collapsed as they entered the sanctuary, as their limbs turned to water. Others over there helped to carry them to the altar where they recovered. Serpentine queues with people waiting for hours and hours outside the church was a regular feature for weeks on end. The BBC website covered this event, and they rightly commented, "This is largely going unchallenged." For how could you challenge something that scores of people are seeing and experiencing from September 5th till about the end of November, when the cross slowly returned to its earlier state? I myself have seen this glowing cross and the terrific impact it has had on changing the lifestyles and priorities of literally thousands around Shillong. This is Sheila Chen. Editing has been done by Salin Kalko on video footage kindly provided by Mr. M.S. Nongri from Malki in Shillong.
God. When God shows up, Amen. And people come to the Lord out of all different denominations because it's all about God then. Amen. Everything changes. This happened in an area called Meghalaya, India. Praise the Lord. And the revival is ongoing, not because of a glowing cross, but because of the old rugged cross. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. See what the Lord is doing.
Churches now in the whole Meghalaya, they are all full every night.
Today we have hundreds and hundreds of people affected with revival of different age group. Those people come to the church, they don't want the service to be closed down even to 11 p.m. or 12.
Many, many of our children, small children, they experience the Lord. And they pray for their parents, pray for the church, for their relatives and all. Everywhere in this state, people are talking about revival.
Each night as we gave the invitation, thousands flooded forward. Here they are more than praying, they are travailing, crying out to God for themselves and their communities. We're amazed as we watch the way that the Spirit of God was touching young children. Oftentimes they were just faint under the power of God, and Jesus, in a very wonderful way, was revealing himself to these precious children.
There's nothing attractive about the cross. They lifted up Jesus. I want to lift up the Lord Jesus for you today.
Young people and children were coming to commit themselves to Jesus Christ, maybe for the first time or in a fresh and a new way. Notice the way that these children are pouring their hearts out to the Lord. not even torrential rain could stop them as they sang their hearts out for the Lord. Music has always been an important part in revival. As Darren sang his songs and these young people worshipped and praised the Lord, the Spirit of God was very powerfully working in so many hearts. Of refreshing from the presence of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Will you come tonight? Let's get ready to pray. What about our kids? What about your children? What about our youth? What attracts them? What brings them to God's house? What is the youth leader got on the agenda to get a good head count? What difference will it make? Amen? If we don't have a revival, we're going to lose our youth in America. According to CNN News right now, there's an exodus of young people. There was a wave into the church because the church got flashy, entertaining, and wooed them in. But they became, once they got in, they became disillusioned because they didn't find anything different except another form of entertainment that the church offered. And the world is so good at entertaining. Amen. There's going to be a night of joy, and I'm glad there is. At Disney World. One year, a young man went to the night of joy. He had just been delivered from hard drug abuse. He had been a complete addict since he was about 13, and now he was 19. And so he went to the night of joy as a brand new Christian. Some of the music, not all of the groups of music, but some of it was so contemporary, i.e. hard rock driven. And people say it's just a way to convey the message. I won't even go there. My son became an alcoholic while being part of a Christian singing group. That's where his first taste of beer came from. An interviewer interviewed at a prominent contemporary Christian singing group. And when he went to interview him, he's surprised that they got a six-pack out of the refrigerator and offered him one. Whatever is moving people out there, it's not the Holy Spirit of God. And that's why the disillusionment comes. And according to CNN News, now there is an exodus of young people from the church because they found the church to not be challenging. This Jesus that the church is presenting is not real enough, worthy enough to continue to go and put on the act of worship. If you're just going to be entertained, you can go to the world for entertainment. But if you're going to be challenged to serve the living God and make a full-blown commitment to Him, that's what Jesus and church is all about. And when we water down the gospel and we get the seeker-friendly, that experiment has failed miserably. Even some of the leaders of the seeker-friendly churches, in other words, find out what the people want, give it to them. If we can just get them in the building by the thousands, we can get them to the cross. Wrong. Unless the Lord build the house, that we labor in vain. No man comes to me except my Father, not man's ingenuity, but God's Spirit. And until we stir ourselves up to lay hold on God, and maybe for a year we'll be flat in attendance while we're praying. But when the revival breaks, however God wants to send it, it will be not by might nor power. It'll be by His Spirit. And people would really get saved, really transformed, really turned on for God. Hallelujah. And really go out and be a witness and win others to Him. Praise the Lord. So I'm not putting a time limit on God, how long we're going to do this intercession stuff. But we're going to pray till He come. How long we're going to do this till He come? And when He comes, since this is what caused Him to come down, can you say, man, we're going to keep it up. We're not going to stop. If we fill this building and build a tabernacle, we're not going to stop this kind of thing. Because it's this kind of thing, praise God, that brings the manifest presence of God. Oh, that thou would come down, the prophet said. We got our temple worship going on. We got this thing down. We got the proper sacrifices. We got the priest in their vestments. We just don't have God. Can you say amen? Hey, amen. We got a temple. We got a veil. We got an ark of the covenant. We got cloistered priests in their vestments, but we just don't have God. Oh, that thou would come down. Rend the heavens and come down and manifest yourself and come down on the mountains and cause them to melt. And cause them to melt in the waters and cause them to boil and show us mighty things that we've never dreamed of. Because You're our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, we're here tonight to cry unto You that You would rend the heavens once again. That You would come down once again. Father, we're not telling You what to do except, Lord, we're praying that You confirm Your word with signs following. Stretch forth Your hand when the gospel is declared. Stretch forth Your hand. Oh, Lord, we can preach so good. We're so well equipped. We're so well educated. We're not crying out, oh God, stretch forth Your hand to heal. Stretch forth Your hand that signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus whom we preach. Oh God, this gospel did not come in word only, but it came in power. It came in the Holy Ghost, and it came in much assurance. Can you say, man, someone tonight needs to stir yourself to lay hold on God. Amen. I'm not satisfied with the status quo. I won't be satisfied with 1,000 people in a new building. Oh God, stretch forth Your hand to heal. We're sick. Spiritually, we're sick. Mentally, many of us are suffering physically. Oh God, stretch forth Your hand to heal. If God didn't stretch forth His hand in Tampa, Florida to confirm His word, I would have died of leukemia in a Pentecostal church. My dad told me last night that Dr. Paul Menthorn said the leukemia was in the last stages. He said when he gets bad enough, put him in the county hospital as an emergency case. They will give him something to help him die without suffering too much. He's going to get weaker and weaker until he's hospitalized, and then he will die. That's the report from the blood work. That's the report from Dr. Paul Menthorn. Amen. But that wasn't God's report. Can you say amen? There was a church in Tampa. There was a church in Tampa. Amen. Where people attended 7 days a week, and every morning, amen, people came to pray and to call on the name of the Lord, amen, and God came down, hallelujah, Shanda da Bokosha. He touched an 8-year-old boy with leukemia, and He healed me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And my dad told me the story again last night without me even asking. He said, Bobby, you're a miracle. Don't ever forget that you are a miracle. Utadaba, Sandadaba, Elabakisa, Leshala. And I said, Dad, I'm going to tell it everywhere that I go to anyone one who will listen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Glory to God. We're so good at it. We act like we don't need that anymore. Can you say amen? Ooh, we go through the motions of prayer and we don't see the miracles of God. I'm not happy with that. God's name is not glorified with junk like that. Can you say amen? God doesn't care if it's Pentecostal, amen, or Episcopalians that said, we don't care what our denomination does. We're going to seek God. Can you say amen? God's not looking at the shingle. He's looking at what those people are doing in that building. Pentecostal won't bring him any closer than Baptist will or charismatic. Can you say amen? It's the heart of those people. When a man or a woman in that building stirs themselves up and says, oh Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. I look at these children, amen, slain in the spirit. I look at these children with tears streaming down their cheeks, amen, seeking God. And I look at our kids, amen. I look at our own children, unmoved by it all. Amen. Come on, unmoved. Let's get honest tonight. It doesn't move them. They don't want to worship with us. It's boring to them. Can you say amen? And if you think that trip to Disney World is going to take care of that, if you think that that church program is going to take care, well, at least they're in church, Brother Venable. They got to be a lot more than in church. They need to get in Christ. Can you say amen? We can't boast of any salvation until the values change, until a love begins to emerge for the Lord. Kids can love God too. I want to see our kids. I remember back at the old Holy Church of God, I saw it. The adults would have an altar service. We thought it was over. We thought it was over. We looked up and we saw kids and their mamas wasn't dragging them. Can you say amen? Their daddies wasn't coercing them. The preacher wasn't pointing at them. Amen. We left them to do whatever they wanted in the back of the church while we sought the Lord. But the Holy Spirit went back in the back of that church. Holy Spirit came down on them and they began to come and kneel and weep before God. Amen. When did we decide that's not important anymore? You say, man, when would we decide we don't need that anymore? Just get them in church. Get them in a Christian school. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. My son was in the first graduating class of River Hills. I'm not saying Christian school isn't the best place to put your kids, but I'm saying if they don't ever come to know Jesus Christ, just being in a Christian school is not enough. There's one kind of prayer that will bring, and we're just going to all pray together just a moment. It's a perpetual prayer. Once we begin it, we can't let up. Amen. We can't let up. We can't let up. The reason God came down to get Peter out of prison, because prayer was made for him without ceasing. They didn't pray for 3 hours, go to the house, cook a pizza, and watch television. They said, this man's going to die in the morning unless God comes down tonight. The average pastor prays about 15 minutes a week. I'm not talking about his professional prayers. I'm not talking about his pretty prayers that he prays professionally because people say, you know, pray this and pray that. No, his personal prayer life. The average minister has a 15-minute a week prayer life. And we wonder why when we stand in pulpits, there's nothing happening except our intelligent bringing forth of scriptural truth. The gospel did not come in word only. Can you say amen? It never came that way. It never shook Jerusalem that way. It never shook the world that way. The gospel did not come in word only. As great as a person may be, as an orator, or as eloquent as he or she may be, it did not come in word only, but it came in power. Hadabakusunda, amen. They preached, and the Bible said the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs following. Can you say, man? Well, when do you think this is going to happen, Brother Venable? It's going to happen when we all get in one mind and we all get in one accord. And we decide, amen, that this is more important, amen, than anything else on our agenda. That having God move in our families, God move in our homes, God move in our nation, God move in our world is worth the investment we're making. Can you say amen? Mupabahasita kashanda de borosha la baba. And we get stirred down inside, hallelujah, with holy anger against the devil and holy passion for the Lord. Lord, come down. Lord, come down. Our kids don't know you and they don't even care. They're not moved by anything that happens in the worship service. They don't care what happens in church. Oh my God, they want to know what we're going to do to have fun when all of that's over. Make totally bored by it all. Amen. We need you to touch them. And unless you come down, they will never feel your touch. Touch our children. My children are grown. Oh God, but they still need your touch. And I still intercede for them right now. You delivered my son from alcohol, but he doesn't know you in a rooted, grounded experience that makes him want to love you and serve you for what you've done for him. Touch him tonight. Oh God, shake him tonight. Move in this church. Move in this church. This community that thinks they know what's going on in every church because they've been to church, many of them. Some of them were raised in church. They know the choir's going to sing. They know the preacher's going to preach. And they know nothing much of any consequence after that's going to take place. So why bother going back to church? God, God, come down in this little place. Oh, I'd be ready to quit the ministry tomorrow if I didn't believe, amen, that there was any hope of God coming down. Why should I waste my time? Why should I waste my breath? Why should I waste God's anointing? I'd rather go to India where they're hungry than to preach to people who don't care. Hallelujah. The only problem is we need a revival in America, and we need men with passion here, hallelujah, that are not satisfied. If the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, you just obey God. Whether you pray in the Spirit or out loud, you just obey God tonight. We need revival. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Oh God. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Shela bakusatala. Jenda da barosha la barianda da bayanda. Ne kolo sodo barasha la babahasa. Say la bakisa na mamahasa. Sonda da barusha la barianda da bokole. Shala basiti anda da basiti anda da basata. Kesholo borusha. Tendadabasataya Halabakosi Andoruburushalabai Nendoruburushalabakisa Ka Mekalabahosanda Dabarushalabame Nendadabaru Karabasita Keshalama Sedabadi Andorubukusana Manite Kishala Mishala Marion de Dabasala Babahasataya Halleluba Bahasatia Kosholobayanda Nende Dabaroshalaba Keta Dabaroshalaba Nende Dabashika Namahoso Selaman Mianda Dubu Mikalamosana Netarabasitiada Kashalamanianda Kosholobarianda Dabasitia Ha Shalamani Kekola Shalabagi Kekola Sa Kilabohosanda Nende Dabaroshala Nende Dabasilia Nende Salabasete O Kasada Nama Nende Sitia, Halabakusanda de Manita. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shelabarito, Solobaranda, Keshalabanita, Nito de Boro Shelama, Kesalamani, Nito de Bosanda de Bakosanda. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're stirring ourselves, God. We're stirring ourselves tonight. Out of our lethargy, out of our slothfulness, out of our sleepiness. Oh God, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give you light. Mokala, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Aren't you glad that God wills to come down? God wants to magnify His name. God wants to touch our kids. God wants to send revival. It's not God who is failing to move. It's His people that are failing to lay hold on Him. Deliver us from lukewarmness tonight. We bear the name Pentecostal. We're in danger of having a name that lives, that represents the very power and presence of God manifest while we die and wither and dry up. Oh God, send forth times of refreshing from the hand of the Lord. We need to be refreshed so we can pray like we need to pray. We need to be refreshed so we can stand like we need to stand. And there are times of refreshing from the hand of the Lord tonight. Halabakosanda rabaroshala, nenda rabaroshiki, nenda rabareshela, no koloboroshala madite, salabakita dana masala, nenda rabaroshiki, shalamaike, ala, nekolo, selamanite, salabakisala, lenda rabaroshalama. Father, we praise you, we worship you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mekalabahasitea, nekolosoda. Because of logistics, obviously we can't meet here consistently, but we can pray where we are, amen, as one. Amen. I want to challenge you to pray on your way to work. I want some cars out on that highway and the rush traffic to have little clouds of glory over them. Can you say amen? That only God can see and nobody else sees it, but it's got a little glory cloud over that car. And you know somebody's on their way to work, but they're interceding on the way. Praise God. They're saying, Lord, stir us. Move by your Spirit. Touch our children and our loved ones. Move in our nation. Move in our church. Move in our pastor. Stir him up, God. Don't let him get discouraged and just give in to the status quo. Keep him stirred up, oh God. Don't let him get weary in well-doing. Praise God. Pray for me as I pray for you and for your children. Praise the Lord. I believe God is going to move. I believe that we're going to keep this up. And how long? I have no idea. It could be next week. It could be tomorrow. It could be the next service when we come together. Can you say, man, your kids could come in tonight when you get home and with tears in their eyes saying, I want to get close to God, or I want to come back to God, or I want to find God. Can you say, man? They prayed for a year in this community and God showed up. And the church services are 7 days a week. Not because that cross is glowing, but because the old rugged cross, hallelujah, is still drawing men and women by the Spirit of God to Jesus. Hallelujah. And mighty revival in India. Thank the Lord. God bless our brothers and sisters in India. Bless those kids in India slain in the power of God, had to be carried around because they couldn't stand under your glory. Amen. Weeping and crying and seeking your face. I want that for our children. How about you? Can you say amen? How many believe God wants to secure our kids from this old world in its system? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are families drifting away. One of the heartaches and heartbreaks of a pastor is to watch whole families begin to drift away. The kids, the daddy, the mama, just drifting on away from God, having a name that lives, but in the reality, death is already, spiritual death is setting in, and they're drifting away from God. And we have to stand here and watch them drifting. But if God comes down here, I believe they'll quit drifting. Can you say amen? If God comes down and they see it in us, amen, not a burning fire on this bush, but a burning fire in you and me, I believe it can make a difference in them. Can you say amen? Praise God. God is wanting to do a mighty thing. We're going to close with a song. We always go home with something sweet to quit off on. Amen. Thank you, Father. This is called dessert if you don't know what that sweet to quit off on is. We might have a glorious anointing some night, and I can see this without my glasses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. This song is simply A Yah. Anyway, you'll get it when it comes on. This is Congolese. And I just read up a little bit about this song. And what the person who's singing lead is doing, he's just singing testimony. He's singing testimony of what God has done and is doing. And everybody else is giving praise to God for what he's doing through Jesus Christ. Amen. And you'll pick up the lyrics pretty easy. Amen. I can actually pick it up when I sing it. I just can't say it. I can sing it, but I can't say it. Amen. You believe God heard that prayer tonight? Hallelujah. You feel the anointing come to pray, and then the anointing just kind of wane up, and you know God heard that. Praise God. We'd still be praying if we hadn't had that confirmation, but it came. God has heard it. It's in a spiritual mode right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're desperate but expectant.